Earlier on today, we were just talking about when we did Mikes on Bikes, when we did that. What was that? Earlier, yeah, it was cold. I know.
Epic bike ride around the Central Coast at peak hour on a tandem bike.
Apologies to the people that we did upset. But it was freezing.
Particularly apologies to that bus. Because we all pulled over into a bus stop, remember, to let traffic
bus,
pass.
Though.
And the bus came and tooted the horn and we thought the bus was waving hello.
That was near
In actual fact, the bus was saying, get out of my way.
It just past the Wombe shops.
it was on the way to Wombe.
No, it was on the way. Oh, was it?
No, the bus had tooted us.
Oh, the entrance on the entrance
was
road.
On that stretch of road between Baddo Bay and Wombe shops.
Oh, he was sneaky, wasn't he?
Yeah, wasn't that?
Sorry,
anyway,
Busso.
Sorry about that.
And then when we were on the bus bike ride, we found out because we pulled into Etalong Diggers. That's where we finished.
That's right.
And then Rob said, "Well, you did the show there. You did the Bing Crosby show.
the Bing Crosby tribute show.
Rob was a singer.
Playing to the Blue Rinse Brigade.
That's not funny, but." You were then telling me this morning this funny because I said, do you do any more singing? You should become a member of the Triple M Big Band. You really should.
No,
honestly, put your name forward.
I did a show once for.
Tell us about this show that you did in Sydney.
It was a musical.
Yeah.
It was a one man musical. So there was a pianist and myself.
Yeah.
And then so we belting out.
Hard to work out
just
which was
me and the pianist. It was an original show, and we had to belt out. Well, I had to belt out about 13 songs a night.
So this bloke
and
wrote,
do this monologue between songs, and it was the story of a young kid from Lithgow who got taken to the States, or whatever.
Yeah.
Camped up version or something, but it was right in Chippendale, right in the middle of Sydney.
Right.
And it was in a little cafe upstairs. And this one night, only one person bought a ticket. To the show.
Let me tell you.
And
it was very popular. Other nights it was sold out.
The season ran for about a month and a half, and we did 7 shows a week. And on a Wednesday night in Chippendale, there was no one at this cafe for dinner. So one person turned up. And I thought, I can't do this.
Did you ever sneak behind the curtains and have a look and just...
Well, the theatre only fit 50.
Oh, right. Okay, big show.
It was only
big
show. It was upstairs of a cafe. And you had your dinner and it was a after-dinner cabaret style thing, right?
So, yeah.
And then one guy had turned up. And I think he liked me as well.
Of course he would have.
So I got up there. I had to sing an entire show to one person. And it was the most awkward thing I think I've ever done.
How far from the front did he sit? Like, did he
three
sit
rows there? Back?
3 rows back. So
there he was. All the lights you see, his shining face, just staring up at me, and everything was done not to an audience, but to one bloke. And oh, geez, it was intimate. Let me tell you.
Did he keep all his clothes on?
He stayed after the show.
Why are you late, darling? Oh, I had to sign all these autographs. You know what? We have to do a one night only show with Rob Butt. Seriously, mate, we have to. Songs from Bing Crosby and some songs from this show. Would you do it? Would you I want to see it. I want to see it. Do you want to see when we get back from holidays and we can get back, you know, when we got everyone's vaccinated and all everything opens up, we should do a one night only show.
Oh, give me land, lots of land.